Michael Murphy, you've done it as a player and now you've done it as a manager. Congratulations to you and Letterkenny IT on winning a dramatic Electric Ireland Trench Cup final, 15 points to 2-7 the final score against Dundalk IT.
Yeah, brilliant. As I say, it was nip and tuck coming down the stretch there. There was a game realistically kind of two halves. There was a strong gale force breeze, but do you know, if we kept Dundalk to fairly minimal scores in that second half, they got a crucial goal at a stage which kind of increased their tally. I suppose they had a 5-point lead. The boys kept chipping, and it's been the character of this group throughout our whole series of games where we've been down or we've been ahead, and we've kept the, put it this way, spectators have got value for their money in terms of a 60 minute game. So now credit to the lads, they really stood up to the end and they chipped over the scores they needed in the end up.
I saw a few familiar things out there from teams you've played in. Good tackling, good turning over the ball, and a good, I suppose, ability to break down the park and use that possession and get in behind the opposition defence quickly, and that's what won it for you in the end.
Yeah, exactly. It was that in the last three possessions was exactly that. There were three turnovers, and the boys worked the ball up the field slowly but surely. They managed to find a man in a good scoreable position. He was blocked down a few times. We got two frees and one score from play in that last period to get the 3 points, I suppose, to end up making this one by a point. But listen, it's all on the players. They're a brilliant backroom team management there of Eddie Glack and Francie Freel, Damien Devaney. As I say, LYT absolutely really rode in behind us this weekend in terms of giving us all we had to do for preparation. It was brilliant, and it was much as the boys deserve too, so they're a credit. They'll enjoy it today and enjoy the celebrations, and we'll take it again, you know.
You're at it a while now. How are you enjoying management?
Lovely, but to say it's a great insight into it. As I say, with LYT there and the group of lads, it's brilliant. Took huge learnings from last year. We went down into the weekend and we got beaten in the semi-final, and you try and tweak things a wee bit from that, but as I say, it's a wee introduction to it. But as I say, I look forward to getting back out to the playing field now, because as I say, sitting watching and trying to learn from it is a bit it's not great for the heart, put it that way. It'd be nicer to be out there in the thick of it, but no, credit to the lads again. It's all about them, and it's for them, and the celebrations for them, and LYT was the key one today.
What's your favourite part of management?
The coaching, without a doubt. The coaching side of things is definitely the point of it. I suppose management encapsulates a lot of things, and so far as you know, you're organising and you're ensuring everything is right behind the scenes as well as out on the coaching pitch and out on the playing pitch. But I just love getting out onto the playing pitch and working on things, and I say trying new things and trying things that have worked before, and taking learnings that I've had from coaches that I've had before, and I've been very lucky to play under a hell of a lot and still play under a lot, and you just take a lot and you copy a lot of what they do.
And given that you are a manager and have been for a couple of years, are you kind of more understanding of Declan's position and other managers you've worked with?
No, without a shadow of a doubt. I see it all now. Like whereas before you used to see it, the main thing would have been just to actually...
Great moment as your captain lifts the trophy.
That's it. You see it from the coach's side of the box. You used to think about being out on the pitch, but in terms of the whole background of it, there's a hell of a lot more to manage than just being out coaching, you know.